Arla Perakimel Mishnah Dalet. Tafshel Shabishloi Beklipe Arla Yidalek. So if you have a pot that's cooked with klipe arla, meaning the peels, the shells of arla, were not in the pot, but they were used as fuel for the firewood underneath this pot. So you cooked with the klipe arla and used it as fuel, yidalek. So you have to destroy and get rid of what's in the pot. Even if the pot had no arla in it, since there was hana from the fire that was fueled by arla, that's aser. Taisis Yontif says, based on the Gemara, that it has to be where the arla was in existence at the same time that the food was there. Because if the arla burnt out, could be it's not a problem. The Gemara learns over there, it's dafka kishavuka kenegdoi, that it's still there, be'en. That it's still there, the iser is still be'en. So we're dealing with the klipe arla are still in existence while the food is cooking on top. So you have to destroy it. Because like the Rav says, this is a yesh shvach etzim betavshel, because there's benefit from the wood. We look at that there's benefit in the wood into the dish itself. That's called a benefit from the arla. Even though it's not directly there, that's called a benefit. We say the same thing by bread as well. Yeshvach eitzim bepas. Anyway, Mishnah continues, Nisar of Bacheirim. However, if this food gets mixed with other foods, Yal be'echad u'masayim. So then, since it's arla, it becomes batal to 1 in 200. Now, it's not arla mamish. It's hana from arla. And this hana from arla becomes batal 1 to 200. I'm not sure on lumdus, but you see from this Mishnah in a certain way that something that's aser ba'na that came from the etzem dover, it's treated like the etzem dover. Because this itself is not arla at all, just that you had hana from the arla. And the Rav says that you don't find Rebbe Meir's machmir here, because you don't find that Rebbe Meir considers this a dover choshev, you know, a dish, a pot of food is not considered a dover choshev. Therefore, 1 in 200 would be mevatalit, even according to Rebbe Meir.